forward to sharing this message. So we're kind of in that little window between series, because last Sunday was Mother's Day, and then next Sunday we begin a 4-week series leading up to Pentecost Sunday. So we're still like right in between with Mother's Day and all that. So today this is just going to be a standalone, not attached to any series, not connected to any kind of series, but something that I was able to share this week with someone, actually a couple people. I was able to share this, and this is not something that came from my own personal devotion time. This is just something I felt God put on my heart that I need to share today. And again, this is not connected to any past series or future series, which we typically do and stay on a theme. This is standalone, and this is this week just feeling like the Lord placed these words on my heart that I want to share with you. And during the next few moments, I believe faith is going to be built in here. I believe that we are going to continue a celebration of the kingdom of God as part of the kingdom of God. And I'm just so excited to share this. And I saw behind me an image of a reflection. And I'll tell you what, we all have looked at a mirror probably this morning. If we haven't looked at a mirror all week, Sunday morning, folks are going to look in a mirror. I know everybody does every morning. That's usually the first thing you see. But we're always looking at our reflection. You can walk through, you walk up, and anytime you see a glass, your reflection is there. Anytime you see, you go through hallways, there's a mirror. You go in an elevator, a lot of time there's mirrors there. We're always looking at our reflection. But the thing about it is, it's usually a glance. Typically, when we see our reflection, it's just a quick glance. It's a quick, very quick glance. And you may even have little mirrors hanging up around your home, like this one. You come down the stairs, I could get somebody good now. Look at that. Woo. Yeah. It's bright, isn't it? All right, so I need to be careful with this, with the reflection on here. I'm just going to leave this mirror. Sorry. It's not shining on anybody. I want y'all to see that and remember that today, that of all the time spent in front of the mirror, it's typically just a quick glance. And how the scripture shows us about how if we gaze into the mirror, that we are going to see ourselves as God sees us if we're looking into the mirror. Now, like the recipients of James' letter, let's go ahead and read James 1. 22 through 25. I don't even think I've given the reference yet. So I'll give everybody a second to find that. First chapter, the book of James, the first pastor of Jerusalem, said these words, James 1, 23 through 25. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholds himself and goes his way, and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So you saw that real quick. You saw in that passage something about a glass, something about a reflection, but what we did not realize necessarily is that a common struggle for us, just like a struggle for the recipients of James' original letter, that a common struggle for us is not seeing ourselves as God sees us. So often we look in the mirror and the mirror of life, not literally a mirror, not literally a mirror, but we look at ourselves and what we see is not the way God sees us. We see the defeated person. We see the down and out person. We see the depressed person. We see the baggage that we're carrying. And so looking in the mirror, like James recipients, we have something very common, is that so often you do not see yourself the way God sees you, and if you started seeing yourself the way God sees you, it would change everything. It would change everything. When God's kingdom reign comes within us, our whole nature is changed. Because not only does our perspective change, not only does that reflection change, but the image changes as well. Our identity transforms from natural or carnal into spiritual. We become different through Christ Jesus. Where I once was carnal, I once was worldly, I now see a different image looking back at me because Christ Jesus has transformed me from natural to spiritual. And that's what James is emphasizing here to the early church and what the Holy Spirit is emphasizing to us, the modern church. But we see that common struggle. The Spirit of God gives us kingdom identity. And all we have to do to realize our identity is look at our reflection. If you want to know what you really look like, what do? You find yourself a mirror. What do I look like? You only know if you look into the mirror. And so the amazing thing is, if you want to see yourself, what you really look like, the way God sees you, is you look in the mirror that is His Word. The mirror is the Word of God. The mirror is the Word. And all we have to do to realize our true identity, that is how God sees us, is to look into that mirror, gaze into that mirror, look into the Word of God. The mirror is His Word. So the first thing we must do, the first thing that we must do is to trust what the mirror reflects. You look into the Word, trust what the mirror reflects. Notice back in verse 22. We started off the passage from verse 22. And if you would, let's draw our attention back to it because it tells us something. Be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. The mirror that we are to look into, and the Bible mentions this in other places, wonderful references, New Testament references, that the mirror is the image of God where we go to find the reflection of that glorious transformed image in Christ Jesus. And so we look into the Word and we realize that this Bible is a mirror for us. This is a mirror where we find the true reflection of who God our Father sees us as. Not what the world sees. Not what you even see at a quick glance by a mirror. But if you study it, you trust the mirror. You have to trust the mirror. That is the Word of God. You have to trust it. And James put it this way. Be a doer of what you see in the Word of God. Reflect it truthfully. Do, don't just hear, but be a doer also. Believe what is there. How do you believe what the reflection in the mirror, that is His Word, is? You have to trust by faith, regardless of what you see. You have to walk by faith and never by sight. And that's what the Bible says. Folks, I want to tell you, the Bible is the greatest truth that we have on the earth right now. There's such an argument that, well, there were books were left out, or there were books that should have been there, or there's other, what about other sacred writings throughout the world? I'm going to tell you something. I can't argue about that, nor will I, but I can tell you that the 66 books that I hold in my hand right now, bound up in the Word of God, that's the greatest truth that we have on the earth. People have been martyred for it. People have been persecuted for preaching it. People have been killed for writing it. People have, lives have been totally changed. But someone believed in the Word of God because they trusted it to be God's sacred, holy Word. And I choose to look into it because I believe what the Word says, to be a doer of what you see in this Word, and not a hearer only. And so believe and do what it says to you. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's one of the first things we see when you look into the mirror. What is my identity? You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So That's the second part of finding what's in the reflection is verse 24. For he beholds himself. This is a man, if you're only a hearer of the word and not a doer, Pastor James here likens that person to seeing yourself in a mirror or reflection, and then you go your way and you forget what manner of man he was. So the second part of this reflection that reveals who you truly are or how God sees you, the first one was what? The first one was trust the mirror, the word of God. And the second is this, gaze deeply into the mirror. And verse 24 really says that you have beheld. Now that word that says verse 24, for he beholds himself, that means it's not just a quick glance down the hallway. You see your reflection and do a quick little, you know, adjust your necktie or whatever. This is like you are beholding yourself. You see yourself. You're looking into the word. And James says this is good, because in order to find out how God sees you, you can't just glance into the word and find a little snippet here and a snippet there. You must gaze deeply into the mirror. Don't just glance into the word once a week or every couple weeks. Make this word your life. Make this word your breath. Make this word the authority that your whole life in that regal authority of Christ reveals to you who you are. Gaze deeply into the mirror. For the believer, seeing your reflection is seeing clearly what God sees. When I look in my reflection in the mirror, oh Lord, I shouldn't have done that. But when I look at my reflection, I'm seeing what's accurately there, but I miss it if I just glance at it. I don't see it. If I study that image, though, and I study what's there, and I gaze deeply, and the Word of God is the mirror, and if I gaze into the Word, and I'm not just hearing it, I'm not just reading it or seeing what it says, but it is transforming my life, starting on the inside. It's transforming the very image that is looking back at me. The reflection of my life becomes the reflection of the glory of God. I become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You won't know who you are unless you gaze deeply into the mirror. For the believer, seeing your reflection is seeing yourself as God sees you. The new reflection is a new creation in Christ Jesus. Watch this quick clip. Some of you will remember this. You've seen it before.
You're my father?
Correction, I know your father.
I hate to tell you this, but he died a long time ago.
Nope, wrong again.
He's alive, and I'll show him to you. You follow old Rafiki, he knows the way. Come on! Don't talk! Hurry up!
Hey, whoa, wait!
Come on!
Would you slow down? That's not my father. It's just my reflection.
No. Look hard. You see, he lives in you.
Simba, you have forgotten me.
No. How could
have forgotten who you are and so forgotten me. Look inside yourself, Simba. You are more than what you have become. You must take your place in the circle of life.
How can I go back? I'm not who I used to be.
Remember who you are. You are my son and the one true king. Remember who you are.
No, please, don't leave me.
Remember.
Father.
Remember.
Don't leave me.
What was that? The weather. Very peculiar, don't you think?
Yeah. Looks like the winds are changing.
Change is good.
Yeah, but it's not easy. I know what I have to do, but going back means I'll have to face my past. I've been running from it for so long. Ow! Jeez, what was that for?
It doesn't matter. It's in the past.
Yeah, but it still hurts.
Oh, yes, the past can hurt. But the way I see it, you can either run from it or learn from it. Ah, you see? So what are you going to do?
First, I'm going to take your stick.
No. Not a stick. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going back.
Good. Come on, get out of here.
Yeah, I love that clip. It inspires such what we're talking about here. At a quick glance, Simba did not see what Mufasa saw. He didn't see what his father saw. He saw what he saw in that reflection, and he wasn't gazing deeply enough. But the deeper his gaze, the more committed to studying what is really there, revealed to Simba some things, and it showed that that new reflection is a new creation indeed. And so that leads us to the third very important thing. Imperative is verse 25. Whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man will be blessed in his deed. The first imperative, trust the mirror that is the word of God. The second one, gaze deeply into the mirror. And finally, the third, from verse 25, respond to what you see in the mirror. James put it this way, if you've looked and you've seen that reflection, that perfect law of liberty of God's love and how God sees you, and you continue in that, that becomes the response of your life. And in continuing in that, James says you will be blessed for that. So respond to what you see in the mirror, in the reflection. Responding means giving your life over to God's blueprint. To no longer just at a glance looking to try to find yourself, as so many people have erred in doing. Trying to find themselves has meant destroying everything that in many people in their lives. And it's not that God's called any of us to find ourselves. It's that he's called us to find him within. The kingdom of God is within. And it comes through Christ Jesus. And responding to that new reflection or image that Christ has created in the mirror calls for a response from every one of us. And responding means giving your life over to God's blueprint, God's plan, which involves you in that mission. And responding means living your life as a son of the kingdom, living your life as a daughter of the kingdom, knowing fully well that you are identified in God through Christ Jesus. Don't just hear the word. James says this, please, and he begs, don't just hear the word of God, but be a doer of it. For someone that just hears the word and walks away from what they first saw and what they first heard, that is the biggest self-deception that there ever was. In fact, that's what we see in this passage, that it is absolute deception. Verse 22, if you're only a hearer of the word and not a doer, not a responder of that reflection, you have deceived, verse 22, you have deceived your own self. You're walking in self-deception if you're glancing at a mirror and you don't see the way God sees you. You are deceiving yourself every day. And who wants to live that way? Who wants to live life tricked into believing you are something that you're really not? Who wants to live their life that way, seeing yourself in a different way than God sees you? What a deceiving way to live. What a devastating, chaotic way to live, not fully convinced of your identity, is a very difficult way to live. Having heard without responding, James likens that to a person that you've seen your natural face and then transformed by the Holy Spirit. You have forgotten the image of Christ and you have just remembered your original image in Adam, where you were a failure, where you were a sinner, where you had no connection to God yet. But until that time that Christ came along, when you have not gazed deeply and responded accordingly and just heard the word, what a devastating way to live. And this is not who you are now. So many of us don't see ourselves the way God sees us. The way God now sees you, you must realize now you have a divine origin. Your Father never had a beginning, never will have an end. And He has made you in His image. You as the creation have become created. And in Christ Jesus, not just born the first time, a natural man with a natural reflection, but all who in Christ Jesus have admitted their guilt as a sinner before God in need of a Savior and in need of trusting a Savior. If any have failed to do that, they are not walking in the divine origin that God has for them. Jesus says, you were born once, but be born again. And that's what He says. And if you're born again, the Holy Spirit, that's the first thing that the Spirit of God makes known to you. He reveals to you that you are now a child of God. If only we don't forget that. If only we don't forget whose we belong to. If only we don't forget the divine origin, the kingdom of our God. We're part of a kingdom. We're not just part of a quick hour and a half glance on a Sunday morning each week where we just glance into the Word and then walk away and forget. We're part of a kingdom people, a people of mission, a people that are part of God's mission. And that makes the kingdom so real to us. Don't forget what you have seen in the reflection. Don't ever allow yourself to have a glimpse into the way God sees you, and then you walk away from that and forget, because that's no way to live. When a child of God looks into the mirror, he sees the Son, then is transformed. The Bible says the day is coming when we will see Him as He is, and we will be like Him. That's what we have to look forward to. We get to look on this side, and if we'll gaze into that mirror, trusting that mirror and responding to the reflection, we can truly be the people that God has called us to be. And not just a glance here and a glance there, but every facet, every part of our lives is connected back to Him. We have to look deep though, because at first glance, we won't see it. Here's where I'd like to close. This all sounds good. And I believe it all sounds believable. But you can believe there is an enemy that his worst nightmare is for you to see yourself how God sees you. There is a real devil. And that devil is going about roaring like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. And his worst nightmare is for you to gaze into the Word of God and look at the reflection looking back at you and believe what you've seen, because the Father has told you that. Jesus didn't have that limitation. He could have, but he chose not to. He chose not to in the wilderness. The first 40 days of after his baptism, he spent there looking into the mirror of God. He was the Son of the living God, the Most High, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And when Satan came and tried to keep him from seeing the true identity that was his, the true reflection, he had a comeback every time. And after the last comeback, Satan left for a while. That Satan is still busy and active. And the worst thing you could do in his eye is to look at yourself in the reflection. The worst thing that could happen for him, the worst thing that he can happen, the biggest threat that could occur to him would be for God's kingdom people to look and gaze into the mirror. Because when we see ourselves in that reflection, when we see ourselves as God sees us, we become the biggest threat to the kingdom of darkness, because we now identify with the kingdom of our God. And that is the biggest threat to Satan. That is the biggest threat to the kingdom of darkness, is that the people of the kingdom, the children of the kingdom, they start seeing themselves as God sees them. Oh, what a horrible, horrible threat to the kingdom of darkness people of the kingdom are. You know what? Your witness to people is not the biggest threat to the kingdom of darkness. Your biggest, greatest threat to the enemy is when you identify with the Son of the living God. It's not something that you do, it's who you are, who you be, is what we're talking about here. The mission of our God is for you to see yourself as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Man walked away from this thing. Man just said, I choose sin over the righteousness of God. But Jesus Christ came to restore in mankind the mission of God. The mission that man got off of, and the mission that Adam, who was created in the image of God, walked away from and turned his back on that original reflection. Jesus Christ came and he restored that reflection again to all people who would trust him and who would have faith in him. I want to encourage you, look into the mirror of the Word of God. Commit yourselves to gazing deeply, not just a glance. Let's pray. Father, help each one that's really and truly hungry and thirsty. And out of that righteous hunger, that they would look and see themselves the way that you see us. Jesus taught us the way that he could have given in to Satan's deceiving picture by telling Jesus, look in the mirror, you're hungry, so command the stone to be bread. Satan tried to get Jesus to see every image, every reflection, but the true reflection that he is the Son of God. And man shall not live by bread alone. And man shall not tempt the Lord. But I thank you that on the cross, once and for all, you defeated the power of Satan. You defeated his grip. You defeated his power, so that his power was not limitless. His power is limited. And when you said it is finished, you were saying it is done. The contract is done. Satan's grip and Satan's order over this world is no more. And he called it null and void in Jesus' name. So that all who would look in, I want to encourage you, look into that mirror. Look into that mirror. Look at that image that stares back at you. If you in Christ Jesus see anything less than a son or daughter of the living God, you need to look harder. You need to gaze deeper. You need to look and see yourself as the way God sees you. If you would do that, the kingdoms of this world would become the kingdoms of our God. If man would just look at the image of Christ, we would get on mission for God. His kingdom will know no end. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I want to invite anybody up here that would like to come down to the front. And you might need just to lock yourself in for a moment at this altar and pray and just sort of kind of have a reset. I'm grateful for God's Holy Ghost reset buttons. Amen? I'm grateful for those reset buttons. That you can be going along in life and you forgot that reflection, but then all at once, God says, here's another option. Reset and get back in front of the mirror and see myself in you. See myself in you. That's the greatest thing that happened on the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit came. They all spoke in tongues as the wind rushed through the place. But the greatest thing is their identity changed. At that moment, they could identify themselves as sons and daughters of the King over His kingdom. And that same Jesus is still with us today. If you need to come up here and you say, I just need prayer. You might need prayer for salvation. You might want to stand in the gap for somebody else. You might need prayer for healing. You might need to just come up and say, I just need to reset and look into that mirror. This is the time right now we're inviting you to come up as the altars are open and let God work through you. Dad, see the image of Christ. Mom, see the image of Christ. Gaze deeply. Your reflection is no longer what you were, who you were. Your reflection now is who Christ Jesus is in you. The righteousness of God. Just come if you need to come.
Oh.
It's not too late if you still need to come down and pray or for prayer.